She's incontinent of bowel and bladder. She's confused. She's total ADL dependent. Again, has a Foley catheter in place, period. New paragraph. Patient lives with her son. She's had 12 children altogether, period. Miss Brown was born in Mississippi, grew up in Louisiana, then moved back to Mississippi. In 2021, she was brought to Houston, period, to live with her daughter and son and daughter-in-law, period. She's never been a heavy smoker or drinker. She's worked in the kitchen and restaurants and different types of job in the past. Her diagnosis of Alzheimer's goes back to 2010. She also suffers from hypertension and CHF. Patient's medication includes Exelon, 6 milligram a day, Nimantidine, 10 milligram a day, Gabapentin, 200 TID, Levocetirizine, Levocetirizine, 5 milligram a day, Effexor, 150 milligram a day, Olmesartan, hydrochlorothiazide, 40/12.5 a day, Metformin, 500 milligram twice a day, Januvia, 100 milligram a day, Amlodipine, 5 milligram a day, Aspirin, 81 milligram a day, multivitamin, and recently finished a course of Ceftonir, period. Patient at nighttime takes Seroquel, 25 milligram to help with their anxiety, and Metoprolol, 25 milligram a day, along with Remeron, 7.5 milligram a day to help with sleep, anxiety, and her symptoms of dementia and Alzheimer dementia with behavioral issues, period. At one time, she was in Skyrizi, Skyrize, 150 milligram every 3 months, but she's not taking that anytime now. Family history, extensive family history of Alzheimer dementia, both in mom and grandmother. Surgery, gallbladder surgery, right eye surgery, some kind of tumor in the right eye and some kind of tumor in the right arm, but no cancer. Review of system as above. Patient's vital signs, 123 over 41, pulse 67, respiration is 1802, side 96%. 86-year-old woman, almost nonverbal. She blurs out some words from time to time. Somewhat belligerent, doesn't want me to take a blood pressure, doesn't want me to examine her at this time. Heart positive, some positive two, lungs, pure bronchi, abdomen soft, neck shows JVD, skin shows no ice, lower extremity shows 1 plus trace edema. Assessment, 86-year-old woman with advanced dementia. Patient is no longer oriented to person, place, or time, period. Patient was diagnosed with dementia in 2010 and subsequently her condition has worsened to the point that she's had end-stage urinary tract infection, incontinency, bowel and bladder, ADL dependency, and atonic bladder. She has a Foley catheter in place that requires replacement every month, period. She has 12 children, lives with her son and the daughter-in-law at this time, period. She has hallucination, increased confusion, and diminished appetite, period. In the paragraph, she requires to be fed because she's no longer able to feed herself, period. Patient has had a tremendous change in her condition. Overall prognosis remains poor and expected to do poorly at this time. Patient is hospice and palliative care appropriate. Thank you.